Hey, this is Megan Rapinoe,
and I'm Sue Bird, and you are now listening to the latest episode of
A Touch More.
We've decided to turn our crazy IG live show into a podcast for your listening pleasure. Enjoy the show. Hi, everybody. We're back.
You might have been hurt, babe.
It's May. You guys, it's May. It's not gonna be May. It's already May. I know, I feel like they can't really.
What happened?
Yeah.
It's already May.
Oh, it's already May.
So that's our theme?
Yeah, it's a problem. It's May already.
The meme of the year, every year, has come and gone. We're keeping it around, obviously. COVID approved. Justin has the mask on. Shout out, Justin.
Yeah, shout out, Justin.
Because that is the theme,
yeah,
gonna be May, but yeah. It's really pop songs. As you know, we got Jimmy coming on later. Before we get going, wanted to give a shout out
Saturday
to, as Megan said,
the man
the
himself.
Meme of May.
The man himself.
Hey.
This is Justin Timberlake.
You know, he actually tweeted at me and Dee after the 2012 Olympics. It wasn't that big of a deal. Should we? You want to get to Googling? I'm sure someone
that?
Can find that. Yeah, he was like, I mean, I remember.
We'll talk to him about it in the next show.
And then Megan has her own.
It's my own moment.
JT moment.
One of the best live performances I've ever seen. Justin Timberlake and Chris Stapleton at the CMA Awards.
Let's do that.
Oh dear.
I don't trust this.
It was amazing. Heyo, shout out. Heyo was there.
Yeah.
Davey was there. It was unbelievable. We loved it.
Boom, 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 boom.
Cheers, everyone.
To another week. We made it.
Oh.
Especially after last Saturday.
Yeah.
Which was amazing.
Well, Diana.
I feel like
couldn't get her off here. Couldn't get her off.
She never goes on. And then we couldn't get her off.
She literally hasn't been on Instagram. As you guys know, she's never been on Instagram. Says she doesn't want to be on Instagram. Gets one crack at coming on Instagram.
Can't get her off.
Can't get her off. We're still going Hunger Not Impossible. going amazing. Over 20,000 meals donated and raised for these families across the country. It's so awesome. We're going to continue to go with that. The merch is doing amazing. All of the proceeds are going to Hunger Not Impossible to feed families and feed kids.
So
we'll put it up
there it is.
On our channels after as well, as we always
Yo,
do.
Your team's in here.
Oh, what's up, OL Rain? Hey, Tacoma
best
Strong.
Best behavior.
Yeah, best behavior. I'll try. But it really is amazing. So thankful for everybody's support and for everybody reposting and all of that. So keep up.
Yeah, please.
Keep doing that.
And
get in there. Get that merch. I mean, why not? I'm in need of new clothes. I came here with one bag and we're still, it's overflowed a little bit, but we're basically still on the same bag. So it's a problem. Get yourself some merch.
Before we go on, it was Gigi Bryant's birthday yesterday.
Mm.
And they're doing something amazing with these wristbands. So we just wanted to say happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you, Vanessa.
Yeah, thank
for
you,
sending
Vanessa.
These out.
Mine was backwards.
So happy birthday, Gigi. Rest in peace,
rest
young
in peace.
Queen. You went way too early, but you've been able to make an incredible impact on this world, even in your very short few years. So we love you. We love you, Vanessa. And happy birthday.
So yeah, we're gonna do a couple of. Hit some topics that we normally hit, right?
Some
usual guys, and then we'll bring Jimmy in. I know you guys are going to be looking forward to that. We'll review some shows we've been watching. We've actually killed. I feel like we didn't really watch or binge a lot of shows up until like a week ago, and then we just like ran through.
This week has been a year. Word.
Well, so actually, I was talking to this guy, Brian, yesterday, and he was like, yeah, something like, it's March 38th. And I was like, yes, It's March 59th. That's exactly how it feels.
It's March 9th.
That was hilarious. That one got me. Yeah. So yeah, so we watched.
We've been killing, though.
We finished
We've
Little Fires Everywhere, and so that good. Was we gave up on it,
took
but then
a, took
at
a minute.
A couple people's urgings, got back on.
Yeah,
it was good. It's still like whatever, but
I tell you what, the last episode had me fully in the feels. That was like,
oh, yeah.
I was upset. I was crying.
There was some
I
tears.
Loved it. It was like, I don't know what was going on that last hour, but it yeah. was.
No, that was a good one. That was a good
it was
one.
Good.
Yeah, we did The Sinner Part 2. I had,
so
we actually hadn't seen that. That's old, but.
Oh, so wild.
That was very wild. It gets you, it like grabs you right away.
Mosswood.
We watched Unbelievable. I don't know if a lot of people have seen that.
Really?
That was really good. Check that one out.
Really good. Has and my then, favorite actresses and I can't remember her name right now.
Yeah, it's like Weave, something Weave.
Yeah, Merritt Weaver.
Merritt Weaver. Oh, yeah,
so really good.
And Tony
everything she's in is amazing. She had my heart at Nurse Jackie.
Yeah,
phenomenal.
She was
phenomenal. If anybody hasn't seen Nurse Jackie, get in there.
Yeah.
It is so good.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of episodes.
That's one where it's like you're sad that it went off.
Yeah.
Nurse Jackie. It was too soon.
I'm like, this could have gone
there's some
literally
shows
forever.
Where I'm like,
this could have been an ER.
Why are you in season 12? And there's other shows where after like season 2, it stops.
They
I mean,
just
who
drop
knows?
It off. I know.
So that's the update on that. And
what
of course, Schitt's Creek. And of
yeah.
course, David is still my favorite. I don't know. Who's your favorite? Oh, you love Moira.
Oh, I love.
She loves
Alexis.
Mom.
Darling.
You do that entirely too well.
Oh, I
really
her.
Do.
Her whole outfit, her whole situation is
really
just
do.
Totally outrageous. And when she's, now that she's on town council, it's just like a big stain. Yeah. Alexis, honey.
You do that really well. It's actually kind of frightening. So I'm going to be honest. So real quick, we're going to talk about the NCAA rules. Because I was given an article to read and, like, mm-hmm. gave some bullet points.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting. I don't know if you know this. I don't think you do, just because I read the article, like, 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So we'll it's just a proposal.
Yeah.
It's just for name and likeness, meaning it has nothing to do with, like, the school. Oh, it has nothing to do with your scholarship. Like, you still get the same exact scholarship. You don't
okay.
get extra from the school. It's, like, outside
okay.
of that.
So the school's not paying the kids.
No, 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 no.
Okay.
No, no, no. That would be unfair. That's what they're arguing.
Oh, you
sure.
can't have
the... Okay. But the other thing is, you can't... All right, so let's say Nike, for example, comes to you, Megan Rapinoe, who's, like, entering college and does a name and likeness endorsement deal.
Yeah.
They can't use a picture of you, and you go to Portland, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
The pilots. They can't take a picture of you in your pilot uniform. So anyways.
A lot of thoughts. A lot
yeah,
of thoughts.
It seems kind of like a long way to go from here. Like,
seems real murky. It's like, just stop messing around with the whole thing. It's ridiculous. Like, figure out what you want to do and just do it. And stick to it and stop like saying you can do this.
You should
you
go
can't
present
that.
That to them. No, I mean, you're almost the vice president anyways. I feel like you got a lot of pull right now. Speaking of Nike, I think we'll do a quick check-in now.
We I have? Went, you know, casual, no socks here. Today.
Who needs socks?
It's summer. I got my little cut-off Ree shorts
sure
here.
Does.
I got my little shorts on.
Get the whole fit.
Shout
yeah.
out to the homies and Ree. And, you know,
I mean, those
just,
are some
like,
dunks. Those
it's
really
basically
good.
Summer.
Yeah.
So let's go. What
and
do
then
you
we got?
Got
some female J's.
Ooh,
I'm still on my Michael Jordan tip.
Yeah. Which actually brings me back to the Drake mixtape because he has one line where he's like, I used to be up and pay less. Now I got like a Nike's
yeah,
on
yeah,
deck,
yeah.
whatever he's
shopping for Asics now.
Yeah, yeah, don't say Asics. Like, so the funny thing about it, that is,
yeah.
and this is a quick shout out to like all my college teammates, we would smash Payless.
What?
Oh, smash. Oh, boots and jeans, if they're watching. Boots
oh,
and jeans.
Listen.
First of all, boots and jeans
boot
was like.
Cut.
Well, obviously,
jeans.
I mean, I posted a picture, obviously,
wow.
right with that. Boots and jeans, and we would smash.
You could
they
have a party
like,
in that boot cut.
They had like a Spice Girl, like platform. Listen, guys, it was 19... No.
I know.
Well, it was like 1998.
Listen, I hit up Payless.
Redding
had
early
a lot of Payless
going on. We would smash Payless for those boots. If they were in here, if they're in here, they know exactly what I'm talking about. Is
Payless.
It time? Bicker of the week?
Sure.
Get right into
go
it.
Go first.
These are pretty mild. Go first.
These are mild. It's a reoccurring thing. It's one of those things, honestly. I actually was talking to my mom the other day. And she's like, how are things going? And actually, like, we get along really well. So normally, like, you know, we don't have tons of bickers or anything. Just, like, little things. And I'm like, you know what? This is just one of those things. It's like, it's just never going to change. It's going to continue to be a bicker for our entire relationship. Forever.
What you're about to say?
Yeah. Oh. On our sink, there's, like, two settings on the faucet thing. There's like a normal stream, and then there's like this one that basically goes like this. I'll give it to you. It's a little bit more like this. I just like, it gets everywhere when it's on that setting. Every time I go to turn the sink on, it goes like this and it hits the cup or the whatever. And it's just like, it's just everywhere. You should have just the single stream on unless you're trying to like get something off the pan. Oh my God, it drives me fucking insane.
I know, I'm gonna let you have this bicker. I wanna say something so bad though.
But like every time I'm like, put it back.
Can I say one thing? So the faucet, sure. If the faucet goes like this, and here's the little spout, it comes out. So it's like a hose.
Yeah.
And so you're supposed to, you take it out, and that's what you do. That's how you clean the pan. It's in the sink. So you're just telling me you want me to flip it back every time.
Flip it back? Because then when I go to like, you know, I'm washing off a bowl or something, then it's like splashing everywhere. It drives me insane.
Okay. I'm going to let you have that. You deserve that. So my bicker of the week, and it's actually like very appropriate. This is called bicker of the week because the deal is Megan does not like to do laundry. It's a bit of a pain in the butt here.
I don't love it.
Because you got it. Eh. So I do that. I don't like to fold. It's a great, I feel like it's a match made in heaven, to be honest. I don't like to fold. Perfect. I'll do all the laundry.
Yeah. I'll turn Sue's clothes inside out. You've already heard this.
Yep. I bring it back. So she folds. When I say it took her till today, I did the laundry on, I think it was Tuesday. We're bringing in Jimmy. We got to see.
We got our guy, Jimmy Beckett's in the house.
There he is.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Really? This is my intro music? Okay.
We're setting the tone, man.
We're setting the tone for the people.
We try to give them what they want. Mr. Buckets, welcome to the show.
Gracias.
What's your quarantine life been like?
It's the same shit every day for me. We're in California. We wake up early as hell. So like we normally train at 5:30 and then we have not shit to do for the rest of the day. Literally.
I know, it's like why even get out of the way?
But I gotta
are you taking like full like 5-hour naps in the afternoon?
I don't take no nap.
I swear, we're working out like later and later, just because it's like something to look forward to do.
Exactly.
Because once it's
something
over,
to do. It's like, nothing. It's nothing. And then, I mean, around here, I got my boys around here, and we compete in almost everything. I think that I'm a chef now. I think that I'm a cook.
Yeah.
I'm all types of bullshit, and because of this quarantine corona thing, I'm really starting to believe I can do this.
Yeah.
I'm not doing laundry, though. I heard y'all with the whole
laundry. Yeah, it's a problem. It's a major problem. So what are you cooking? What's like the go-to?
Yeah. Right? What are we getting into?
Truthfully, I don't cook shit, but my chef is in there. So when he in there, I'm taking notes.
Oh, you're just observing.
Taking notes. So if I wanted to cook, I can. Please don't get it twisted. If I wanted to cook, I can. I bake though. I bake cookies, whatever type you need.
Like slice and bake.
No, from scratch. See, I knew y'all was gonna make fun of me when I came on.
We're just getting started. We do wanna give you like a. We didn't even wanna take it out of the wrapper.
Yeah, I'm like, it should just stay in the. It has to stay from Jimmy's special.
Yeah. From his like own
thing.
That's what you got. Thank you so much.
Yeah, this is like too sweet, too kind.
So awesome.
We gotta wait for a special moment. This might be like our.
I know we didn't want to open it tonight because we were like, I want to like enjoy this bottle.
That's great. Well, see, look, I didn't send you 1980. 85 is a good year. 1980 was a real shitty year.
Really?
Thank you.
Not because you were born in 80, but
no.
Wine.
That's attention to detail, though. I like that you were thinking about that.
Yeah. Got it. All right.
What y'all sipping on over there?
We're going a little Moscow Mule.
Yeah, Moscow Mule.
Yeah.
So like, y'all made those?
It's becoming like a thing.
Is this y'all's thing? Moscow Mule?
Yeah. It's becoming a thing.
It's kind of like, just has that little pop.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it.
Jimmy, I don't know if you know this, but you are the first guy that's been on our show.
Really?
Yes. We had to save it up. We're not just letting anybody in here.
And we figured, like, usually when you're on your iPad watching two lesbians, it probably doesn't look like this. But, like, we're so glad you're here, man.
Different.
Wow, that's how y'all gonna put your spot on Rip? My gosh. Man, well, I mean, if that was the reason being, at least I'm in on the action. So, like, I'm
exactly.
on the with y'all. Yeah. So we just turned
you're
it right. up.
That's a great point.
You always turn it up a notch. Yeah. Do I look sexy on the camera though? Like,
there's a lot of ladies in here. I'm liking the hair's getting a little grown out.
You see that?
I feel like I've seen some of the guys and some people, they're still getting their fits off. I feel like us are like, what do we do? Are you
like
getting,
go out to my car? And
yeah,
take
exactly. Are you getting fits off in this or you're just like, whatever, we're not doing it.
I don't do nothing. Look, I walk around. Now I don't got on no shoes.
No shoes? Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's just like.
No shoes for me. Not around
I know, people
house.
Are getting dressed up and taking pictures in the hallway and I'm like, yeah, no, I'm probably just gonna.
I feel like y'all got a little fashion going on with your little beanie. I see the.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, really brings out the color in your eyes. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it brings out the brown.
Incredible.
Yeah. So obviously the MJ doc is on right now. Who right. is, and we're talking about fashion. So obviously the last couple episodes have been Dennis Rodman heavy. Mm. So like, who is the Dennis Rodman in your mind of like present day?
I don't even know if we have one.
I'm just, there might
yeah,
be
we
a,
do.
Is it like, I don't want to.
That's who it was. Like, okay. He doesn't give a fuck. Rodman, he's like, yo, you talking about being comfortable in your skin. I like it. Like, you be you, whatever everybody else want to post and say about it. He don't care. He's like, yo, look.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys in the league that like dress well. What like I'm sorry, if you guys have the money you guys have and you don't dress well, this is a major problem. But like a lot of guys they dress well, whatever. But like there's a few guys that like go for it. Like you go for it. Russ
Stop.
Goes for it. He doesn't want to be
natural, in the baby. It's natural.
It's
I just
natural.
Put that shit together.
Like, yeah, it's natural. That's the thing. Like fashion is always natural. Yeah. So it's like you'll like you know you'll wear an overall or you wear like cowboy boots or whatever it is. Like who's an up and comer?
Yeah, you got one on your team that pushes
yeah,
down
you
a little,
do.
Little bit.
Yeah, Tyler's in there.
Yeah. But let he's confused, man. He's from Milwaukee. The kid thinks he's black. He got all types of shit going on up here. All types.
What's going on up there?
He'll find himself. It's okay.
I think, yeah. I got two on my team. K-Nun is on it, too.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, two rooks at that. So they're like, whatever. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, they're doing whatever.
They can wear whatever they want.
Yeah. It's been so cool to look back. I mean, everything in the MJ doc, but to look back on Rodman, like, we all knew, like, okay, the wedding dress or, like, hair or the glasses or whatever, but, like, his flannel pant collection
outrageous.
Was phenomenal. He was wearing pajama
By the way, I haven't seen this MJ doc. I haven't seen it.
Oh, I wasn't going to say
it. No, I haven't seen it.
Just watch the Rodman episode just
It'll
for fashion.
Worth it. Yeah.
Wait,
but
so
everybody around
like
my house puts it on every TV. And I'm just like, you know what? Everybody's watching it. I'm going to go outside and work on my true calling. And I just kicked the soccer ball out.
How devastated are you that not only the season's ended, but in the middle of Champions League?
But we all know who was going to win. Hello? PSG.
They're stacked. If it's like, I don't know how they haven't won.
Stacked teams don't always win.
Doesn't matter.
They need to win.
I know that one.
No. And that's what I miss. I miss being able to, like, to for real watch soccer. Like, I don't know any and everything about it, but I just feel like it's stupid hard to run and, like, dribble, kick, whatever y'all call it, the ball.
Wow. It's a lot at the same time.
Yeah.
I know. It's like Saturday and Sunday mornings. It's just like, I know. That's like, it's such a nice compliment to the American sports that we have. Everything that we have is always like later in the day or at night or whatever. Like you wake up on the weekends or like midday in the afternoon Champions League and it's just,
But look, we replaced it with y'all's show. Now everybody just got
to
go to Saturday night.
That's fine.
A touch more.
Yeah.
Touch on this and touch on that.
Exactly.
Whatever you want to touch on.
That's exactly
that's
what we're here
is.
For. Trying to bring some entertainment.
You know what I don't think the people know, Jimmy? I don't think they know how UConn, like, made your career, yo. I was doing some research.
Yeah.
One could make the argument. So I'll give you credit. I'll start out with credit. He would ball out against UConn. I don't know what it was.
But look, let me tell you another story about UConn, too, though.
All right.
It kind of made and broke me at the same time. Made and break, whatever, however you say it.
It works.
So when I transfer from JUCO, I get to Marquette. And, like, one of the biggest games that we played in was, like, Marquette against UConn. Now, I'm a sophomore. They Buzz subs me in the game. He's like, all right, Jimmy, you got Stanley Robinson. And I was like, what does Stanley do? And he was like, nothing. He's just a stupid athlete. Like, he just jumps out the rim.
He is a crazy athlete.
As soon as I sub in, this motherfucker hits two tray balls. And I look at the bench like, yo, timeout. Buzz over there cussing me out. What the fuck? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, man, all y'all said this kid couldn't shoot. So he's busting my ass. So they swing him the ball again. I'm like, nah, he not going to shoot another three. This motherfucker goes baseline. Boom! Like, so right out the game, he not play no more.
That was it for the rest of the game?
That probably got him drafted. He was drafted like...
Man. That's crazy because I was looking up stats for this, obviously. And it's like, if you average in your career, like whatever you average, like 13, 14 points, against UConn, it was like 17, 18.
Yeah.
And so I'm saying that was four games. You only played them four times. And one of them, you got subbed out like that?
Yeah, my first one.
Falling out the other ones.
Remember.
But yeah, and then I read another article was Rip kind of took care of you on the Bulls a little bit. I'm just saying, UConn kind of like, it's like.
UConn looked out. UConn looked out for sure.
That's what we do. That's what we do.
You guys are everywhere.
I know, we are everywhere.
You're everywhere.
Marquette is too.
Women's everything.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. Marquette's everywhere.
I know, I'm like.
Portland's everywhere.
Yeah, you guys are everywhere.
Portland's everywhere.
I mean, you're like on, like, what is it? You're both on Miami.
Yeah, I mean,
you're everywhere.
We want to talk about it. You know, the greatest player in Marquette history. I mean, in
we'll get to that.
We went to Marquette, you know.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
At one point in time, we played in Chicago. So many
stories. Saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
We got a couple games for you.
We got a couple games. You know, we got a lot of time on our hands here.
This is actually, we're adding this segment to the show. We always do rapid fire.
This is a Jimmy Butler special.
This is a Jimmy Butler special. So okay. Because of you, we're going to have
the first guy special.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay. Just give me a reason. We've got some gifts of you, sir.
So just give me a reason. We're going to show you the gift.
I can appreciate your
first off, who came up with just give me a reason?
Shout out to Boots.
Boots.
We were like, yo, Boots, we need some help. She was like,
you would
just
love
give
Boots.
Me a reason. Yeah, you would love Boots.
Oh, you ready?
We're going to show you a gift. You have to explain to us.
Explain us
what the fuck was happening.
What was happening? Take us through the moment.
All the nitty gritty. Gift number one.
Gift number one. Okay, got that one. Peep the suit first off.
Yeah,
peep
nice. Okay. I see
that.
The chains.
That's, yeah. That, that's that fashion.
Of course,
talking
your
about.
Signature earrings. That yeah, cute yeah. face. You got it.
All right, so this is one that I remember for real, for real. Doug McDermott did this. So Doug, white guy.
White guy Doug, we all know.
White guy Doug.
White guy Doug.
Shot fake. Doug's a shooter. Doug's a shooter. Yeah. Shot fake, went to the goal. Yang, yang, dunk. So I'm like, okay, white boy, get up then. Like, that's literally what that face is. I'm like, did everybody
yeah.
see this?
You're like, yeah.
I was going to
say that.
That's a good one.
All right. Okay.
Oh, shit. That's me. So the story about this was, I think TJ Warren, we played him at home a game before this. And towards the end of the game, like, he started getting, like, a little physical. And I was like, yo, like, relax. You know, just hoop, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
So they tipped the ball out. And I called myself doing a James Harden. He stuck his arm out. So I grabbed it and shot it and made it. And the ref called an offensive foul on me, so I'm already pissed. We end up winning the game. So the next time we go to Indiana, we're playing, and we're killing them. And then I just, like, do a pivot move, and I get by him. Easy layup, and he just grabs me. And I was like, look, man, there's a lot of hostility going on from the last time we played to right now. It's a wrap. We both get double T's, throw the ball in bounds. I get an offensive foul on purpose, shoulder to the chest. I dropped the ball, walked the other way, started yapping. Then the ref was whistle tech, and I looked back like, and then that's when he.
You blew him one.
Fuck you, Jimmy. Wait, so aside from TJ Warren, who else have you like? I mean, listen, we know you like to mix it up. That's like part of your
love
game.
It.
Yeah, totally respect that. Who else have you gotten into it with like that?
I remember the first altercation I got into was probably Joe Johnson. Poke me in my head. And I hate when people do that. if you're on my team, don't grab me because I can't win. Like, if you grab me and he poked me and he punched me in my face, now I'm fighting the two motherfuckers that grab me. You know what I'm saying? Like, grab him so I can get me one.
Get one.
Yeah, exactly. So, hold his arms down.
When I was young, Nene headbutted me.
Like a real headbutt or a soccer headbutt?
Like, really strong now, as shit.
Yeah. Well, you know soccer headbutts.
Yeah.
Oh!
No, this one was a real one.
Yeah. All right, so this is I'm excited for this one. The last one. It might be my fave, actually.
Obviously. You can tell whatever happened. I don't remember this one. Whatever happened, it's fucking Dwayne Wade's fault. Look at him.
Yes, it's right here. You're like,
he's talking shit about somebody talking shit
this
about
is a problem. Yeah. Oh no, it's definitely, I'll zoom in for the people. He's definitely saying something.
Yeah, smirk
he sees something, he says something, and you go, what?
Hey, I don't remember that, but yo, me and that motherfucker had so much fun.
I know. Was it cool to play with him? You didn't play with him in Marquette, obviously, but just to have that time with him or whatever, that must have been.
Man, it was the best. And it's crazy, though, because whenever I was in Chicago, like, for real, Tibbs breeded us to hate Miami. Hate every player that ever played for them. Now look at me. Like, he's one of my best friends.
Yeah.
I played for Miami. Like, it couldn't have been a fool.
I know. Like, how happy are you there?
Yeah, I'm hella happy.
He's really happy there.
No, I'm happy. Like,
it's legit, yeah.
I think I feel bonds with a lot of my teammates on all my former teams, but this organization is special. Yeah.
It seems to, like, fit your personality, too.
Yeah.
Like, Pat Riley likes to, like, mix it up. We'll just use that. So it seems like
they're crazy down there. They're crazy down there. But
it is cool, though. I feel like, I mean, for any professional, like, you could go and you'll be successful anywhere. You've proven that. Like, if you're good enough, you have the right mentality. Like, you can be successful anywhere. It just makes it so much better when you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they get a little lost in it. Like, when you actually connect with people and have friends, like, you don't always connect. And that's even the most successful teams. Like, you don't always get that. Sometimes that part of it is hard. But, like, when you get both at the same time, it's just like,
yeah, that's a better place to be for me. Miami's it. We got the right young guys. We got the right.
I was gonna say you got all those young guys just molding them.
Yeah,
but look, they get it, and they thirsty to get back to hooping. So
yeah, I know you bought the hoops, right?
Yeah, you got
the hoops. Yeah.
Except that
everybody
was a problem.
Like,
with the assembly, or was that?
Look, I put mine together once again. I don't got nothing to do, so I'm just creating ways.
Little handyman.
Figure it out.
So wait, how many guys, legit question, how many guys in the NBA do you think have their own home courts? Somebody asked me this other day. I was like, I don't know, 20%?
Not many.
30? Not many.
Not many, but it's because, like, you never thought that the world would come to this.
Yeah, no.
You can always, like,
but you
even
saw
if
Mike
you go to your team's gym, Yeah, I see it.
That thing on horse, I was like, this is not fair. Tamika Catchings is freezing her ass off trying to get a jump shot off in the wind. And Mike Conley's like, on
and
the
so
hardwood.
That's why he won. Like, hell, you got, like, you're indoors, you come, whatever temp you want in that, you can put it on.
That's true. Yeah. All right, rapid fire's next. We'll try to take it on you, but I've been looking forward to this. Okay.
It's just right now.
Okay, so
I can think, or I just got the first thing that's on my mind. It's like,
Well, you know, we had Dion last week, and she was doing whatever the opposite of rapid fire is. It was like slow mo. So, do what you want to do, but the whole idea is to, like, you know. But you could think.
Yeah,
all right, so I'm glad we brought up the hoops. Great gift. What's the best gift you ever got?
D Rose got me a Hublot watch.
Ooh, good one. Favorite basketball movie? I'm easing you in.
Okay, so it's just gonna get real. Favorite basketball movie? Coach Carter.
Okay, if someone were to play you in a movie, who would it be?
Mark Wahlberg.
Are you sure?
Not this guy?
Not that guy. But not everybody do say I look like him. I mean,
Booty Call was a great movie.
Come on now. You don't got to pull up that. There's so many other movies.
Yo, Booty Call is a classic. You probably
it is
Booty Call is legit.
That's not funny back there, asshole.
Okay. Speaking of boy bands and whatnot, I don't know if you know, this is the pop night. We got pop night going.
Justin Bieber. All right.
What's the name of this boy band?
Oh shit, that's me. I'm like, man, who the hell is that?
What's the best boy band?
Maybach Music.
Boy band. The Black Sexies.
Hey. Oh,
good one.
With a Y?
That would be nice.
All right, name that tune.
What is it's? I know the song. It was the white.
I know you know.
Who was singing it? It's crazy. I don't know the name of the song.
I know. But you know all the words.
I know all the words.
Carmelo hates you for knowing all the words. Okay. It's 10,000 miles, Vanessa Carlton.
There you go.
All right. Who's better, Florida Georgia Line or Luke Bryan?
Oh, come on.
I know. Stop.
Shit. Do I get a pass in this one?
No. I know. By the way, we learned you were in a music video.
Yeah.
Does that mean you have to say Luke Bryan? I was like,
I'm a video vixen.
Yeah.
Video vixen.
Yeah, you came in as a woman. I just saw the open door with you. And
oh,
like,
that's tough.
Yeah, you want to pass?
Yeah,
pass. You can pass. Okay. Pass. True or false? According to Derrick Rose, you only scored once in the infamous Minnesota practice.
True.
Okay. You're on a banana boat. You've got one seat left. Are you taking Joel Embiid or Karl Anthony Towns?
Joe.
Would you ever play in another Olympics?
I told Melo this. If Melo plays that way.
Is Melo going for five?
No.
That's fine. Oh,
Melo said that he's not playing.
I walked right into that. All right. In Rio, did you guys really think it was a spa? Just kidding.
Pass.
All right. What's your favorite wine?
My favorite wine? Either Sesakaya or Lunchbox.
Okay. All right. Let's talk burgers. McDonald's or Burger King?
Wahlburgers.
McDonald's or Burger King?
Wahlburgers.
You're messing up my game, bro. Okay, Wahlburgers or In-N-Out?
Wahlburgers.
Wahlburgers or Fat Burger?
Wahlburgers.
Wahlburgers or Whataburger?
Wahlburgers.
Wahlburgers or Wahlburgers?
Shit. Pass.
Who has better abs, you or Marky Mark?
Me. Come on. Yeah. Was that one on there, or you just decided to pop that?
No, it's on there. Well, I was gonna do the whole which burger and then get to the Wahlburger, but you're a true friend.
You know me too well.
I know. All right. What were you thinking when Kawhi hit that shot last year?
Fuck. Like, and the crazy part is when it hit the rim, I was underneath it, and I was.
I know. I've seen the picture.
This shit is going in.
Did you cry?
No.
Okay. What Bulls record set by Michael Jordan did you break?
There's a correct answer?
Mm-hmm.
Points and a half?
Yeah.
Yes.
40.
40.
40. All right, here we go. Basketball question. Most underrated player you've ever played with?
With?
Yeah.
Okay. Would have to be, Jeff Teague.
Good one. Most overrated player you ever played against?
It could be at any level?
Yeah.
Kyle Singler, whenever he was in college at Duke.
Good one.
Really good one.
That's fucked up, but funny. All right, toughest player for you to guard?
Kevin Durant.
Okay, and now for this next question.
He's ginormous.
I'm going to phone in a friend.
Oh,
special.
What's up? It's JJ. Besides me, who's the best white guy that's ever guarded you? The best white defender?
Could you hear it?
I hate JJ for that. Yeah, I heard it.
Shout out JJ. What's up, JJ?
For one, I'm mad at him for cutting his hair like that. And then I think he cut Knox's hair. Like,
yeah, he did. I saw it. Quarantine life.
It's
about to be you in a minute. I don't know.
I got a pass on that one. I got to think about it. I never thought about it.
Bad. Who's like the best bad one? Is it like none? Just like none.
Tyler Hero.
Okay, I gotta admit. So, whenever they put a white girl on me, I get pissed.
But then
sidebar, I'm also just like, ooh, mm-hmm. Look at my chops. That's
and what's
story.
Funny is, I was talking to Tyler the other day, and he said the same thing. Like,
when they put a white guy on him?
Yeah, he saw the quote. He was like, man, bro, I feel the same way. I was like, Tyler, shut up.
Tyler, he's confused. I'm with Tyler. I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is it irrational confidence or actual confidence?
Actual.
Okay.
Actual.
What do you want to improve on in your game?
Truthfully, I want to get better at leading all people. I think I got one main way. I just want to cut you out and just do it. That's it. That's all I got.
But so not everybody responds to that.
So I've learned.
All right. What sport do you suck at?
I don't think there is one.
There's the actual confidence. All right. Neymar or Pogba?
I knew this was coming. You can't do that, though.
No more passes, by the way.
Come on. You get three passes.
All the passes.
It's like three strikes.
No. You got to answer some of these.
I'm going with Neymar.
Okay. Ocho Cinco or OBJ?
Ocho Cinco.
All right. Travis Diener or Steve Novak?
Novocaine.
Okay. Novocaine or Wes Matthews?
Novocaine.
Novocaine or Marcus Howard?
Novocaine.
Oh, my God. Novocaine or Jay Crowder?
Ooh, Jay Crowder.
Okay. Jay Crowder or Doc?
Hey, and look, if Jay wasn't on my team, I'm picking Novocaine.
I mean, he was freeze the other day. They had like a whole Linsanity marathon. Anyways, okay, Jay Crowder or Doc Rivers?
I ain't never seen Doc playing college, but I heard it was nice. So for that reason, I'm going with Jay Crowder.
Jay Crowder, okay. Jay Crowder or D Wade?
Jay Crowder. All right.
Oh my God. Fine. Jay Crowder or you?
Next.
The next question was going to be who has better wine, you or D Wade?
I mean, D-Wade has his own line, so he wins until I get my own.
Favorite WNBA player?
Stewart.
Excluding Megan, favorite soccer player? Women's soccer player?
Marta.
So good. Same. All right. We usually do a different version of this game, but we've changed it up. So here are the three options.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix and chill.
Mm-hmm.
Wife them up.
Mm-hmm.
Or ghost them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here are the three names. Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, Beyonce.
I would Netflix and chill with Taylor Swift. I don't want nobody coming after me, so I'm ghosting Beyonce.
Good choice. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You learn the hard way with that.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande gets wiped up.
Wiped up? Okay.
Yeah, you don't need Roc Nation coming after
Netflix,
you.
Same choices. Eric Spoelstra, Tom Thibodeau, Brett Brown. Play the game. It's a game.
What? It's a game? Wait, first of all, okay, if it's a game, who you think I'm ghosted?
Brett Brown.
Yeah, Brett Brown.
Good choice.
Okay, now you do the next two. That was the easy one out.
Yeah, Brett, you're out.
I'm a Netflix and chill with Tibbs.
Okay.
I love you, Spo.
Yeah. You're married now.
Both the one.
All right, last
the weight of my heart.
When you know, you know. What's your go-to karaoke song?
Go-to karaoke song, easily Let Me Love You by Mario.
Oh, ooh, no country in there. Prove it.
You had this song, like, come on. Yeah.
Hey.
All right, that's it. Look, I'm not singing
Baby,
you just don't get it. You enjoy being hurt. I know you smell a perfume to make up on the dirt.
Yeah.
You don't believe in stories.
Now he's
getting
into it.
You know that they're all lies. Bad as you are, stick around. I can't go before. Okay. Beyonce don't perform for free. Nah, I'm not doing
sure.
it either.
Yeah, that was legit.
That's all you're giving
I'll
up
give it
free.
Up.
That's fair.
Thank you.
You're the only one to sing, so I gotta give you props for that. Everybody else chickens out. All right,
I'm singing.
That was good. You're a good sport. So, is that what's after basketball? Your own winery or your
yeah,
own
what
label?
Is after basketball?
That's
yes.
what we're.
Truthfully, look, if I could do one thing after basketball, I just want to attempt to score a goal in soccer. That's it. Like legit, I'm not playing.
What happened to football?
Ah, pooey.
Yeah. Used to at the Olympics, you had your little
I had it, but now this new
level
of soccer.
It's too hazardous.
I need that. So that's a wine, obviously, but Pino, you think I can score?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely.
Really?
You're fast, you're athletic, but you're quick.
No, but I'm saying.
We talk about soccer, and I bring like basketball players playing soccer, and you're like, no, you wouldn't even be able to do this.
Most basketball players.
Oh, God.
Most of them are too big. You're not that tall. You're not like.
She's lying.
You're not like too tall.
I'm not dribbling in and out of nobody. I'm saying it's like corner, kick it with that curve stuff, y'all.
Yeah, post up. Bang.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah. You and D are the
only thing is, it's not as powerful this way.
Yeah.
Who?
D. Diana thinks it's
Diana.
Same thing.
She's like, I could play center forward. No problem.
I don't want to be center forward.
You don't want to be.
I want to be.
Yeah, what do you want to be?
The wing?
Yeah, left wing.
Left wing. Okay, yeah. Cut in. Yeah,
Neymar. Yeah.
Neymar, that's your guy.
Oh, Neymar.
Yeah.
There we go.
So scoring goals and wine. So, there it is.
Are we done with this bullshit ass wife on Netflix and chill?
Yeah, we're done.
Ghost? Perfect.
Thank you for coming on, man. This is fun.
Hey, appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all.
It's good to see you. I haven't seen
I needed something different. Otherwise, like, I get to look at these guys right here.
Just all the time.
Behind. I love it.
Have you picked a shoe yet? Is that like a thing? You haven't picked yet?
Mm-hmm.
Man, what is it like when every time you wear some brand, it's just like, Jimmy Butler spotted in Puma.
Right.
Jimmy Butler spotted in Nike.
I'm just You're working creative. On whatever I can.
All right, fair. Are they what sending you, say, you stuff?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, I mean, everybody is. I mean, when they can, but.
That's nice. That's good. You got options. All right.
I don't know what they're back here talking about. But
what did they say?
They're back here yapping about something.
Always, I'm sure. All right, man. It's good to see you.
All right, you know it.
Thanks
appreciate
for coming
y'all.
On.
Yo, first of all, y'all know how to get me.
It's really good.
No, it is really good.
It's like
from top to bottom.
Yeah, not just me.
Rumor has it.
Since you said actual confidence, I figured this is a good fit.
Yeah.
It is. But I'm gonna let y'all in on a secret. Rumor has it Justin Bieber is gonna let me sing on his next album. That's the rumor. I don't know.
Heard it here first.
Heard it here first.
I don't know where I heard
it. I second that. Let him have it.
Same rumor.
JB and JB need a collab. And hey, make sure y'all send him the clip of me singing Mario. So like, it give me a little bit of hype.
Yeah, yeah. That'll be in the highlights. 100%.
Appreciate y'all. See y'all later.
Good to see you, man.
See ya. We'll be right back.
There it is, folks.
Jimmy Butler!
There it is.
Hey, straight to Jimmy.
He's marrying Spoelstra.
He's marrying Spoelstra. It's great.
Brett Brown, you're out.
He's so good.
He was,
he's just so good.
Oh, Jimmy's the best.
Yeah, he's
I would say I had, like, on this Olympics, so much fun with him.
He's just chill.
He's just
normal.
Yeah, just good dudes.
Yeah.
He's just so much fun.
We, last week, because,
yeah,
D took up all the time. We didn't answer any questions from you guys.
No, we want to answer some questions from you guys.
Yeah, maybe we should get up in here and
Where's your sweatshirt, from?
This is Aries, I think. No problemo. Aries is the brand, A-R-I-E-S. They got all kinds of wild stuff. Cool, like, streetwear brand. Been on for a bit.
Ooh, Sophia would be a good one.
But
where's your beanie from?
I'm going to try. Amazon.
Dang.
I know, it's wild.
it's like someone's
tea, connect style, something like that. Yeah. Yeah, it was like $8. And I got like all these different colors. It's great. Phenomenal. I needed something. I need like.
We should do a live with Rihanna and Morgan. That'll be the live though. It'll be her directing me.
Yeah, we need like a number of hours. It'll be a while.
Yeah, I'll need some practice. Maybe I should get like a cabbage patch. Do they still have
Who's
cabbage
your fashion patch? Icon? Who's your fashion icon?
You.
No. Are you being cute? Okay, we can't make a big deal of it. My fashion icon. Man. Well, you know what? After watching this Michael Jordan documentary, bury the lead, Dennis Rodman was fucking like so ahead of his time. That shit was so popping. He's still ahead of his time. Like, not just because he was wild, but like the colors and the self-expression, the way he was expressing himself, I feel like people are starting to talk about and do more now. So Dennis Rodman for sure, dope.
All right, so as I was making this playlist, a very important topic came up, which was who has more hits, who has more bangers, Backstreet Boys or NSYNC?
Tough call.
As I was making this playlist, guys, like,
tough call.
I might be going Backstreet Boys.
Big call.
I mean, I don't know if you saw me. I had my hands in the air the whole time I was making this. It was like, it might be Backstreet Boys. I know, Boots says NSYNC, which I totally respect.
I'm not sure I know enough about
I was just going to say, I don't even know why I'm looking.
Discography? Is that how you say it? Discography?
Discography.
I mean, I think I like the back.
Look, we got some NSYNCs in there.
I know.
Guns N' Roses.
GNR.
Guns N' Roses is a different theme.
Yeah, we'll get there next week.
We might have to do rock next week. We'll see.
What about One Direction? Angels from Reading. Just want to shout that out. Hey, girl.
I'm going to admit this out loud. I was a humongous Marky Mark fan growing up. And the
No one
bunch.
Can picture it. That was crazy, so.
First of all, he was in that Calvin Klein ad. I cut it out. I put it in my wallet.
Turns me on to this day.
I never saw a third nipple. That was like some rumor. It looked like a little mole, but
hasn't been a better one. I'm just going to say that.
Than Marky Mark?
Yeah. There hasn't been a better Calvin Klein ad.
Oh.
Than that one.
Can you name any of his songs?
No. Can't.
Should I? That actually should go.
I can't.
I mean, I
wish I could. Yes. I hate to have to admit these things.
You know this.
Oh, yeah. Little baby.
I do too.
Oh, jump the gun on that one. Everybody knows this.
Get that brain.
This is like every like 13-year-old party
Viking
I was at.
Skate country.
Under here.
I know, I was
you were
so
banging
upset.
My knee.
I was,
and I don't even mind.
When that would come on, oh my god. So
thank
good.
You, Sarah. I also think I would be good for Calvin Klein. So I'll probably be expecting their call, or maybe I'll do my own shoot. Just like we're doing our own show. So, you know what?
If you want something,
do it yourself. All right, what do we got? Memes of the week. Should we go memes? Yeah, we didn't get to go get to memes of the week last week.
We did memes of the week.
I love
it's actually very exciting. I'm glad we brought up Rihanna because she is the source of two of the memes.
She's got a good fucking IG. I'll just say that. Her IG is fire.
I'm actually going to shut the music off because there's some
videos.
She's
so good at it.
She is really good at it. She's like a curator.
It's like all together and it makes sense and it's like you got all the things in the right places and it's all tagged correctly. All right.
So we're going to start off with some of our faves. Shout out to Marie Klatsky, Rihanna. I'm trying to think who else sent me these memes. Anyways, those are the main two. Okay. So this one really just tickled me. I sent this to a couple friends too. All right, so it says, when elementary school students finally go back to school after this is over.
DeMarcus Cousins.
What's up, cuz? That one got me. I thought that was cute. But yeah, shout out to all the parents. This corona thing is crazy. Oh, I know my sister's losing her banana.
No one's safe.
Rihanna, another classic. Have you seen the one where like someone's peeing? Like the tutorial?
No.
So it's basically like, if I peed on you and you weren't wearing pants and I wasn't wearing pants, you'd get pee all over you. If I went to pee on you and you were just wearing pants, your pants would get wet. If you're wearing pants and I'm wearing pants and I pee on you, I try to pee on you, I'm only going to have pee on me.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's why we all need a mask up.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
Which is where
this
we're going
is with more this. Like the fart is getting through the underwear and
the pants.
But
that's the point. You're not
going to
get
world.
Peed in.
And so how is the Rona not getting through everything and then back into the world?
I know. But it's I think just the smell.
Yeah.
I like the pee the pants. I just want to tell this story. So this is Megan's fave for so many reasons. And we're taking it back to some TV shows. We're going back to TV show land.
We just thought that because it's May, we're going to bring it back.
Killed her husband whacking. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed them to tigers, they snack it. What's happening? Carol Baskin.
I mean, they
what are they
snacking?
Kids doing again?
They snack and the kids are just all up in there doing the TikToks.
That
I don't
song,
even know
though.
How to do TikTok. Carol Remember? Baskin. I still sing Carol
we,
Baskin.
We actually made a rap for that for Jerry Krause.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe next
Jerry
week.
Jerry Krause.
And then obviously Baskin Robbins hit us up.
I mean,
just to make sure we all knew.
just to make sure we all knew. The company signs like that on the big billboards are fire. They're always like so funny. This is a whole nother segment. This might.
I'm so happy about this.
This might be bicker of the week.
No. Don't tell me. Just tell me the important part.
Well, I feel like I need to give a full. No?
I mean.
Okay. It's actually amazing. Actually, it's not a bicker of the week. I take that back. Because I actually think it's really cute. And I don't really mind. I watch TV shows.
I'm an investigatory journalist.
Yeah, you're an investigative journalist.
No, investigatory journalist.
Investigative journalist.
I'm an investigatory journalist.
Okay, she's Ronan Farrow, basically. When it comes to watching shows, she is Ronan fucking Farrow.
He didn't
shout
get my joke.
Out.
Keep it moving.
I didn't get it. I'm sorry. Anyways, when we watch shows together,
she's Magnum.
What?
Magnum?
P.I. Yes, you are. She talks the entire show. She commentates.
Are you not getting anything that I'm throwing out right now?
No.
All right, keep it moving.
She predicts, talks through, goes through every possible
scenario.
I'm
emotionally invested in the shows.
She's emotionally invested in the shows. She literally talks the entire show, tells me everything that's going to happen before. But I'm just kind of like, you know what? I just want to watch. I'm just watching this show. So she's like talking the whole time, and I'm like, it is totally fine.
Thank you, Sarah.
The last episode of Homeland, I don't want to, like, you know, spoil it for anyone. This motherfucker called everything.
No,
every
just the
single
one big banger.
You were so hyped, you were literally sitting up on the couch watching the end of it.
I was in the TV.
Inside the TV, rewinding to take this picture of Salt. It was actually really cute.
I did rewind.
And then, like, it does have, it actually doesn't ruin it for me because it does happen, but, like,
so good.
Sometimes I feel like, you know, she's like, right? You know, look, you know, and I'm kind of like, babe, I'm just watching the show.
I know, we can't say what I said because I don't want to mess it up for anyone. No, Game of Thrones, I didn't call that, obviously.
I came in late on Game of Thrones and only watched the last season, and I was shook.
Oh.
Super Sleuth Sue, exactly. I mean, it's crazy. It's like, you can't help yourself. You're just like, that's going to happen. This guy.
I was living and dying with every moment. I was like, oh my God, she's going to kill Saul? No, she can't kill Saul. Well, I don't want to say anything. I don't want to give it away, but
listen, people
I just
feel
very
be watching.
I didn't guess 30 things. I was just like, this is what's happening.
Yeah, you did. You guessed it all.
That was wild. What a wild ride. I was thinking about it.
I need like 20 more seasons of it now.
What was...
bottom line.
We've been watching... I'm assuming you too.
Yeah.
I started watching Homeland at the start.
Yeah.
Like, Homeland's been on for, let's call it...
100 years.
If I had to guess, 2012.
10 years.
That's like an 8-year investment. So, like,
remember there was a time where you could only see Brody as Brody, and now you can only see him as Axe.
Yeah, that's so true. Which comes on, like, tomorrow.
I know.
Tomorrow.
Long time.
You know what? Those HBO people.
They know.
Actually, I'm lying. That's Showtime. Those Showtime. They're both geniuses.
Well, we need more, and we need it now.
You do need to watch Game of Thrones from the beginning.
Can I? It's a really big commitment.
So,
really big.
The episode where they have, like, what was the big war? Like, the second or third from the end? So, obviously, I'm, like, waiting for this day. So, I literally was in... I only watch Game of Thrones at night because it has to be dark. And in our Seattle apartment, it's, like, a lot more windows. So, it's, like, it has to be at night. So, I only watch it at night. It has to be dark. I have surround sound. I turn the volume all the way up because, like, I want to feel like I'm in the show. And she, who had never watched Game of Thrones, in fairness to her, she hadn't watched it. And she was like, okay, I'll watch the last couple episodes, right?
Yeah.
And the episode before that, she
trying
comes
to be
in
supportive.
And did like, I mean, it could have been a commercial. She was like, oh, who's that? Oh, what is he? Why are they mad?
Well,
why are they fighting? I was like, oh my God, I can't have time for this. So I had to pause it
why
and
is
be
she
like,
ride the dragon. Why is she setting everything on fire?
Yeah.
So, why is he so small?
Needless to say, the next episode, all dark.
Why is he so
and the episode was dark anyways. All dark. Volume loud. I want to feel it.
You were.
And you literally were making noise and asking me to pause. I couldn't. You were like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. You weren't even going to the bathroom. That would actually be like, you were doing, I don't know. Oh, can you pause it?
Fuck all. That's
I need to just
doing.
Go like
fuck
tweeze
all.
My eyebrow. Can you just pause it? I was like, oh my God.
I know.
It hurt my soul.
It was a problem. I know.
Hurt my soul. Killing Eve's good. Hasn't seen that either. I have.
Yeah. Megan Meeks.
Oh yeah, Megan, you got a Park and Rec shout out. Our teammate.
I did get a Park and Rec shout out.
Yeah. The saddest part about you not watching Breaking Bad or not having had watched Breaking Bad is that we can't now watch
Better Call Saul.
Yeah. At a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's because I'm up to date except this new season.
I know.
I watch way more TV than you.
You're right. I can't watch TV. I don't watch that much TV on the road because
I do.
Okay, this is what happened. This
is American.
This is the difference. This is a major difference between us.
Oh, Andy Samberg wears your jersey in Brooklyn 99. I haven't seen Brooklyn 99.
Oh yeah, that's true. I saw that. Sue gets in bed. We'll put on a show and like.
Good night.
She gone. Right, I'll put on a show and I will watch 10 shows in a row, and it, all of a sudden it's 9 a.m. in the morning.
Maybe this is why we need to start Breaking Bad.
I've still pushed next.
No, babe, maybe this is why we need to start Breaking Bad. It could be our nighttime because I do. I fall asleep very fast.
Yeah, you're out, and I can't. So I don't watch a lot of shows on the road where you crush on the road, and you lived in Russia for 10 years, so. It's tough. Oh, Grey's Anatomy, of course.
Yeah, it's good. Until it got like, how much bad shit can happen to one group of people?
Remember when there was a ferry?
It was like,
what? Accident, an earthquake, a bomb in a body, a major car accident.
The ferry crashed or
ferry
something.
Crashed.
The plane crashed.
Plane crash.
That was a lot
on
to happen
way
to
a tragedy.
Group of people.
Black Mirror. First episode of Black Mirror.
Guys, Black Mirror.
Wow.
I don't even know if this. Oh yeah, the pig.
Yeah. The PM and the
We watched the pig together.
That'll
seen it.
Put you in a place, won't it? Dream me into the land of a thousand stars. Oh, baby. Oh, did I just improv that? Okay. Okay.
Alright. 10:30. Good time. This one's a little different than last week. Just chilling.
Yeah, chill night. And the crowds
don't remember. Good song. Alright guys, thanks for joining us. This was fun. Jimmy was hilarious.
This is great. Thanks, Jimmy.
Yeah, thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy, for coming on.
Much
love
to Jimmy. I know
you. Hang out soon.
Anyways, alright, we got a good to sign off. Like I said, this right here. They have
sing it
jam.
With us. Sing
and
it
I know
us.
Everybody knows the words.
Yep.
NSYNC does have some good ones too, but. You are my fire, the one desire.
That we're falling apart.
I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of A Touch More, the number one IG live rated show according to no one.
We'll be back next week with a brand new show.
See you next week.